Google employee Ashley Edwards calls for retribution against GOP politicians. By Alim Bokhari on January 8, 2021. An employee at Google's News Labs, which has trained thousands of journalists since its founding in 2015, is calling Republican politicians traitors and demanding they be thrown in jail. Ashley Elise Edwards posted a number of tweets targeting various Republican senators and congressmen, calling for draconian punishments for alleged treason. "Fucking treasonous terrorists," said Edwards in a tweet 2 days ago. "Every single one of the Republicans who enabled this need to be jailed. Hey FBI, got another one for you," said Edwards of Representative Mo Brooks. "Both should be expelled from the Senate," she said of Senators Hawley and Cruz. "Will Trump be tried for sedition at any point, or are we all going to just let this slide?" The Google employee went on to brand Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, a treasonous coward, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, a treasonous clown, said Representative Nicole Malliotakis, RNY, was complicit in this insurrection, and branded GOP leader Representative Kevin McCarthy, RCA, a traitorous clown. She simultaneously called for multiple prominent Republicans to resign, while mocking those who did resign, like Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. "Your resignation is going to do nothing to salvage your reputation," she said. Google openly interfered in the 2020 election, using its dominance in search to suppress Breitbart News and other conservative media in the months before Election Day. Far-left Google employees have in the past sought to use the company's dominance in digital ads to punish conservative media, in particular Breitbart News. Leaked materials obtained by Breitbart News in 2018 revealed relentless agitation inside the company to blacklist Breitbart News from Google's ad services. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His new book, #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, is currently available for purchase.